Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures finished mixed today with corn and wheat both lower. Soybeans were higher. Corn closed down on the front month, May, down 3.25 cents, 361 1/4. December corn down 4 3/4 at 383. Still a few cents off the low set back on October 1st. That's the target area for a lot of the chart readers. Beans, though, were higher. 4 to 4 cents here on the old crop, May, 974. New crop, November, on the other hand, only up 0.75 cents at 953. Wheat futures were the most disappointing grain today. Chicago, July, down 15 cents, even at 473.5. Kansas City, July, down 10.5 at 497. These are new lows for the wheat contracts, which opens the door for even lower lows as trend-following top funds continue to sell it on the new lows. That could continue to drive it lower. We did see some rain, some beneficial rain to a large part of the wheat belt. Here in southwest Oklahoma, we got about 2.5 inches over the last 24 hours, which was much needed. So a lot of good rain. There is some talk, farmer talk out, some rust issues that are being sprayed. Also, Kansas State put out a statement on the rust.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were a little bit bullish for wheat at 543,000. The range was 350 to 500. Corn was 1.293 million, also a little bit bullish, expecting 800 to 950. And then beans were higher than expected at 311,000, looking for 125 to 275. First notice day for May delivery grains is this Thursday, also the last day of the month. And then this afternoon we're going to have the crop progress report. Expected 20% planted on corn, 9% last week, so we're still behind average, but quite a bit of progress. It also looks like the weather patterns are shaping up for some pretty good planting weather over the next week. Spring wheat planted 55 to 60% this week. Beans planted 2 to 4%, and then the winter wheat rating expected to increase 1 to 3% over last week in the good to excellent category. Last week it was 42%. Good to excellent. Now, one of the bigger developing stories is the amount of short positions that hedge funds have. They're short about 507 million bushels of wheat contracts, probably more even after today. Corn short 430 million, and beans short 260 million.
And your number?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, April live cattle 70 lower at 160.47, June down 92 at 150.27, May feeder cattle 267 lower at 211.40, August down 250 at 213.17. June lean hogs a nickel lower at 79.40, and July down 2 at 80.72. In your grain markets, May Kansas City wheat down 11.5 at 490 3/4, July down 11.5 at 4. $4.96. May Chicago wheat down 15 and three quarters at $4.70 and a quarter. May corn down 3 and 3 quarters cent at $3.60 and three quarters. July down 5 and at $3.64 and three quarters. May soybeans up 3 and a quarter at $9.73. In September up a quarter at $9.56 and a half. May cotton down 11 at $66.39, with October up 15 at $65.76. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.